Latter-day Saint Home Educators is pleased to bring you this audio presentation, recorded live during the May 2023 Youth Education Conference held in Salt Lake City, Utah.
All right, thank you. So guys and gals, young men, young women, if there's a seat in the middle, squish in. Because we need to make room for people who are coming, and they don't want to walk over your laps to get to that seat, trust me. So go ahead and squish in. Oh, that seat's safe. Okay. Let's make room for anyone else who wants to be here today. I think they stole one of our chairs. Oh, perfect. Okay. All right. While we're waiting on that, and that seat's yours. We're waiting on that, and I've got this awesome... I feel like the dog in, what is that movie? Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs? Is that the dog? Or is it the monkey? Oh, it's the monkey. Oh, the dog from Out. I switched those movies. There's like the same movie, just different plot, right? So what we're going to do right now is we're going to have a little review. I think yesterday, raise your hand if you were with me yesterday in the amphitheater. Look at this. Awesome. You guys rock. And I asked your parents in this morning's keynote if you shared any secrets, and they said you didn't. So that's good. Round of applause. Thanks for not sharing any secrets. They got it firsthand from me, but then I told them I'm going to tell them you guys the rest of the story today. So we're going to review some of the concepts we talked about yesterday. Okay? So this... Up here, this grid, the spiritual, physical, social, intellectual. Who can tell me who was with me yesterday why we have this up here? What did this mean? I know you know. Do you know? No? Okay, go ahead. You can share with us.
So,
loud.
All right, maybe stand up and turn around. So the point of like having this is to set goals like for yourself that are... Like, one, it helps make smart goals to achieve, like, the things that you need to achieve.
Yes. Like wearing a really cool mustache.
Yeah, that keeps coming off.
That keeps coming off. That is a goal. So there are four main areas. I teach a very complicated version of this, and there's no reason to complicate things. My coaches growing up always said, keep the KISS principle, right? Keep it simple, silly, right? Not stupid. Keep it simple. You guys heard of that KISS principle? So we're going to keep it simple. The church has a program called the Children and Youth Program. And they have divided up areas to set goals into four. Spiritual, physical, social, intellectual. All right? So that said, yesterday, we had you pick one area and create a value. So who in here from yesterday can tell me what is a value? What's a value? Yes, in the back. Yes, okay. So if you didn't hear her, she said values, don't worry about the cat. It's a guiding principle. Okay, so a guiding principle. Not a principal, but a principle. A principle is something that can help you throughout your life. It's something that you know to be true, all right? And we talked about goals for a second. And you were preaching to us about what a goal is, a SMART goal. So we talked about SMART goal. Who can tell me what a SMART goal is? What does the SMART stand for? SMART stands for specific, actionable, excuse me, I don't know how to spell. Measurable. There we go. There's all these bulls. Measurable, actionable, actionable. There we go. Realistic. Thank you. And what's the last one? Timely. All right. So when you set a goal, make sure that they're SMART, but they also are helping you to get closer to your values. All right. So for example, I think we used, where's my intelligent person? Where's my Star Wars person from yesterday? Where did she go? She's not here. Okay. Yesterday we talked about a couple of examples. And one of them that I actually remember is leadership. Okay, right? Remember we talked about leadership? That was the example we used. So if a value that you have is I want to be a leader, the goal would be what action that's specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and timely to help get me there. Okay? And then the P, what does the P stand for? What did we talk about third? We talked about values, goals, and if you heard yesterday, what's that? Close. You want to create priorities so you can have a plan. I like that. So priorities. So to catch you up from yesterday, if you weren't here, which is totally fine, values, goals, you want to make them SMART, and priorities. I know you can't read my handwriting from back there. Priorities are, you know, you rank them 1, 2, 3, and 4. Because remember, I had you guys stand up, right? Which one of these was your highest priority? Now, if you were with me last class, hopefully you have the rest of your priorities and you know which ones are most important. Today, if you're like, well, I didn't attend last time. I don't know what in the world he's talking about. It's totally fine. We're gonna pick up using this worksheet. Okay, I'm gonna explain this to you. And we're gonna use this the majority of the time. If you have a pen, you're in luck. If you don't, there are about half a dozen back there. And yesterday, I think there were a few really smart people that said, you can have one of my 24 pens that I have in my bag. So if you can share, share, okay? But you'll need to get a pen. Can you guys all do that? And then I need two really awesome people to help me here in the front. Okay, Mary, will you pass these worksheets to this side? And I need someone from this side. Awesome. Jacob, can you come pass these out to everybody on that side? Awesome. Okay, I don't want you to do anything, even though there's instructions. Can I grab this? There may be something on the back. Okay, ignore that one. This is the side you want when you get the paper, all right? It has the grid. Don't worry about the instructions. Ignore the instructions. You're homeschoolers. You can ignore instructions, right? Just kidding. You can't do that. But we will ignore this because this is made for adults, and I want to make it more involved for the youth, all right? Okay, so make sure it's this side, the personal time management side. Thank you, sir. Make sure you have a pen. So while you're getting this dished out to you, I explained yesterday that is really part one of what we're doing, how to achieve and live your values, live your goals automatically. This is really part two. Okay, so you excited for this part? Because I'm going to teach you how to use time and really make time for the things that matter the most to you. My business is called the Make Time Institute because you don't just use time, you make time for the things that are really important. Think about it. You don't have to wake up in the morning and think, gee, I'd love to go hang out with my friends. Oh, let me see when I have time for that and when I can fit them into my schedule because they're really low priority. You're like, Mom, Dad, there's this thing. I've got to go to my friend's house or I've got to do that. I've got to call this person. I've got to text them, right? Because you're social creatures. You love your friends. This is just an example because I may have a few teenage kids in my home that are always trying to do stuff with their friends, which is fine. Because that's one of your priorities, your social aspect, okay? But what we're going to do is I'm going to teach you how to achieve your goals in a way that is less about focusing and trying to cram, but it's so natural, okay? You ready to learn that? So I'm going to give you a concept. So don't worry about the worksheet just yet. Just make sure you have it. Does everybody have one? Okay. Short 20. Blast. That was what I was afraid of. All right. If you do not have this sheet, I will tell you what you can do on a piece of paper, okay, of how to run this, but you're going to have to basically do your own grid, okay? And we'll get to that in a second. But what we're going to create today is something called an ideal calendar. All right? An ideal calendar lets you focus on where you want to spend your time. All right. You guys have heard of vision boards. I think we talked about vision boards yesterday too, didn't we? We threw that in there. Okay. Awesome. Vision boards are great because you can visualize what it is you want to work on. So imagine a vision board. Now it gets shaped into a calendar. Some of you, as soon as I say calendar and tracking time, you're going to be like, oh, I'm thinking about something else right now. When is lunch? When can I do something else? Trust me. If you want to improve anything, President Monson was famous for saying, anything worth doing, you know, is worth tracking. Okay? So if you want to improve something, you need to track it. Does that make sense? All right. Who has a smart device in here? Anyone? Okay. Does it have some tracking features on it? That's why you have it. This little puppy tracks how many steps I make on a daily basis. It tracks my calorie usage. It tracks when I'm on my mountain bike, how fast I'm going or how slow I'm going if I'm going up a hill, right? It does all these things. And then I look at the measurements. I'm like, oh, that's really cool. I should try to break my record. I should try to do this. Do I have any track stars in here? Do I have any runners? Okay, raise your hands. Loud and proud, come on. Okay. So you likely are running and keeping track of your time, right? What do you run, Mr. J-Dog? Cross country. Okay, so longer distances. What was the race that you would do? Like half marathon, 10K, 5K? What would you do? Like half? Okay. Awesome. So you would track that. And you probably like, hey, I want to try to beat it. So if you would like to achieve your goals, the best way to make them automatic is tracking the time that you spend to try and achieve them. Yes, you're going to track your goals, but imagine if you just said, hey, I need to play the violin. Any violinists in here? You guys are awesome. Oh my goodness. I play the guitar. It has frets. I know where my fingers are supposed to go. But violinists just look like close your eyes and you're like, eh, it just sounds like amazing, right? First time I ever picked up a violin, it was like, right? It was horrible. Absolutely horrible. So that said, if you want to learn the violin, the guitar, if you want to run faster, I don't care what it is, whatever your goals are, what do you need to do? You need to make time for it. You need to say, I'm going to practice. So I grew up and I wanted to play the guitar. So my dad said, Trav, awesome. I want you to learn the guitar, but I want you to learn how to read music. I was like, no, Dad, I don't care. I just want to play the guitar because chicks dig it. And he's like, no, you need to learn how to read music first. So you need to take piano lessons and learn theory. I was like, no. And it was a drudgery. And I'd come home, and my mom would make me play and practice the piano. I didn't like it. But once I started playing the guitar, I was so glad that I had the music background. But I knew I needed to stop playing the piano when my music teacher said, did you practice last week? I said, no. And the next week I came, did you practice last week? No. And like the third or fourth time, she's like, did you practice? No. She's like, I think you're wasting your time. You're coming here to practice, aren't you? I'm like, yeah. So I gave that up and I started playing the guitar. And now I really love playing it. I'm not saying you out there who are playing the piano quit. I'm not saying that at all. In fact, my kids, I encourage them to continue to play the piano because I quit it. But you need to make time to practice. Did you see Jason Hewlett out there today? Give it up for Jason Hewlett. Wasn't he fantastic? Okay, that guy, I've known him for years. He's a friend of mine. And I've had him on my podcast, and we get to banter back and forth about life, and he is a stellar, incredible human being. But do you think he practices? Okay, he practices all the time. He's a professional. He practices what he does. He makes time for that. So the secret number one to having automatic goals in time management to achieve them is to have this ideal calendar. I'm going to show you how to make that. Okay. Number two, there's this principle, and I'm going to put the first one up here. First clue, there's a principle that it's very important to understand. You may have a vision. You may have a goal. You may have a dream, all right? But it may not be the right time, or it may not be the right season. So we need to understand this principle of times and seasons. If you think about it, well, I'll tell a quick story on this one. I wanted to be a pilot growing up. And I realized that it didn't really have the best flexible schedule for my family. I wanted to be involved with my family. I didn't realize it, but I wanted to be a homeschool dad, okay? I was homeschooled for a year. It was the best and worst year of my life. There were a lot of things I wish we could have done differently. We didn't have the internet. Yes, I existed before the internet. We didn't have cell phones. We didn't have cool online learning curricula. We didn't have this. I had one friend who homeschooled, okay? We had, like, hardly any support systems, and I was basically just on a textbook on my desk every day. It got old fast, right? So when I was growing up thinking I wanted to be a pilot, I wanted to still be able to have time with my family and teach my family and be involved. But I knew that being a pilot would take me away from my family a ton. They didn't have any balance. So I told myself, I'm going to do something else for a living. And someday, I will get my pilot's license and I'll fly my own personal aircraft. So that's still on my list. It wasn't the right time, and it wasn't the right season. Now, a season, how long does a season usually last? How many months? Yeah, like 3 months, right? If you go to the calendar, it tells you summer equinox, winter equinox, when spring's supposed to start, unless you live in Utah, right? And the seasons last 7 months long, okay? So don't ever move to Cache Valley. Please don't move there. We like to keep it small up there. Our winters keep people away. So times and seasons, this is the next crucial point. If you have these great goals up here, social, spiritual, physical, intellectual, don't give up on them because it's the wrong time or season for you. Hold on to that dream, right? We're really good at, as kids, dreaming about things. And you guys are still kids, sorry. Like, oh, we're youth. I know you're youth. You're youth. But meaning, like, you have the creativity capacity of a child who's not been corrupted by the world that told you, you can't do that, you can't do this, you can't do this. You're creative enough. You have a genius inside of you that says, I can. So be patient with yourself. And know that if it's not the right time or season, follow that feeling. Okay, but hold on to that dream. You guys understand? Okay, awesome. Third concept we're going to talk about is processing. Now, every day, who in here likes to make lists of things to do? Okay, who likes to, like, check off the tasks? You're like, oh, that feels so good. Yes, my task list writers, awesome. I used to be the same way. I don't have task lists anymore. I don't have to-do items. I don't have things that I'm supposed to get done, because you know what happens to those? They get super long with me, and longer, and longer, and longer. Before I know it, the thing's been on there for 2 years, and I haven't done it. And it just hangs out and says, ha ha, you didn't do this, and it makes me feel guilty. So I put it on the calendar instead. I have an hour every day where instead of creating tasks and trying to accomplish them, I do the tasks. So I'm okay with having a task list, but during your processing time, half an hour a day, do all those little things like, oh, I'm supposed to do, not your normal routines, but an idea like, oh, I would love to look up how robots work, right? Okay, spend a half an hour doing that, fantastic. I'd like to research, I don't know, a sport that I want to potentially be involved in. Whatever it is that is a task or a project, spend a half an hour to an hour a day in just doing processing time. Does that make sense? Okay. I find that people that make task lists, they end up doing their task lists like throughout the day. Instead, I'm going to teach you to use an ideal calendar and then make processing a part of your ideal calendar. So if you have your worksheet, I want you to take this rank up here on the top left side and mark rank number one. Okay, so do number one. And in category, and if you don't have a piece of, you don't have this worksheet, just at the very top of your page, write number one, and then write the word processing under category. Processing. I work with workaholic business owners who struggle every day to get home to their family. Sometimes they're working 80 to 90 hours per week. All right? I work a whopping 28, and I spend a lot of time with my family. We travel. We do lots of really fun things. This one principle of processing every day can help you be way more productive than anyone else. Productivity isn't the magic pill, but it's going to be very helpful because you have a lot of things to do, don't you? You have a lot of people to meet. You have a lot of ideas left to explore. You have a lot of goals you need to achieve, don't you? And I know inside of each one of you, there is a type of genius that's yet to be explored. But you geniuses out there, do this once a day. It's the most important thing that you'll put on your ideal calendar. All right. So in the definition, what I want you to write is get stuff done. That's it. Get stuff done. These are the tasks. These are the, you know, the little things that pile up that you task list writers like to make. That's when you do this. Some people ask, well, Travis, when do I do that? Usually first thing in the morning if you can. Okay? I like to tell people first thing you do when you come into work, the last thing you do when you leave work. For you, right now, school is work. Let that sink in. School is work. Now, I don't want you to think, work is bad. Work's not bad. There's a lot of people that say, if you find something you love, then work is, you know, never boring and you never work a day in your life, kind of a thing. Which I don't fully agree with, but I will tell you, if you enjoy learning, it doesn't feel like work. But those of you who will go on and get a degree or not get a degree and still get a job, occupation, whatever it is that you'll do, you'll transfer a lot of the time that you would have spent at school to now being in an occupation. You moms, future moms out there who want to homeschool your kids, you know the most important thing to have is an education. So what you're doing right now, learning and trying to be educated, that would be the most important factor in your child's success. Let me say that again. Your education as a future homeschool mom will be the most important factor in your child's success. I have a PhD in family relations. I know a little bit about what makes a very healthy family. Okay, so I appreciate you guys putting that down and making that a priority. All right, now there's a whole bunch of other ranks. So here's what I want you to do right now. If you haven't already, I want you to rank in order of your priorities, spiritual, physical, social, and intellectual. And I just want you to ask yourself, you know the game that we played yesterday? It was, if I could only have one, right? If I could only have one. All right, so for me, if I could only have one area, my most important area for me would be spiritual. My number two would be physical. Number three is social. And number four is my intellectual. These are all important, aren't they, guys? Aren't these all important? But you have to ask yourself, what's the most important? Because I'm going to tell you how this fits into your worksheet and then how you create an ideal calendar from it. So just take a moment, and if you haven't already, decide what's your one, two, three, and four priority. Make sense? Does anybody have a question? I'm looking for confused faces. We good? Okay, do you already have that? If you already have that, look up. What's that? Don't worry about it right now. Just maybe just put a 1, 2, 3, or 4 anywhere in the page, up at the top, or just keep it as a note. Okay? As soon as you have that on the worksheet, you're going to do rank 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay? Processing is number 1, but these other areas, my spiritual will turn from 1 to 2, my physical from 2 to 3, social 3 to 4, intellectual is 5. Okay? Because processing is my number 1. So I'll write in here, rank number 2, I'll put in spiritual. Number 3, physical. Number 4, I'll do social. And number 5, intellectual. So you'll actually put it right here on this worksheet like that. Do you guys see how, you see how I did that? Okay. So processing is number 1. And then your 1, 2, 3, and 4 go right underneath it. Does that make sense? Okay. Thank you. Awesome. Now, here comes some thinking time. I want you in the definition part, I want you to tell me what it means for you to spend time being spiritual. I want you to then tell me what it means to make time to be physical, make time to be social, and make time to be intellectual. So in the next column where it says definition, write out a definition for you. It may or may not be similar to the person next to you, so don't be copying their paper, okay? For example, for me, spiritual, going to church can be spiritual. It can be. But normally when I think of spiritual, I think of reading my scriptures, praying, serving in the temple, doing family history. So just write out anything in that definition box that you can that describes that area. Any questions on that? Does that make sense, guys? Okay, so spend a minute. You'll tell me when you're done because you'll look up. Okay, otherwise look down and write in each of these areas, spiritual, physical, social, intellectual, in whichever order you have it, write a definition of what that means to spend time in those four areas. So what you should have now is you should have a definition or something that says this is what I'm doing in each of these areas of my life. I gave you processing, right? I told you get stuff done, check off your task list, that's time to do that sort of stuff. Okay? That doesn't really fit in each of these areas. However, let's say that while you were processing, you're like, I really want to write my sister a letter who happens to be on a mission in Australia. That's a great idea. So what you could do is say, gee, which area of life does that fit in? Now that you have a definition for each of those areas, you'd say, oh, that's my social area, right? She's my sister. I'd love to, you know, reach out to her and tell her I love her type of thing. Great. Go ahead and say in an ideal calendar where you're going to do these activities, that's when you would do it. Okay, so we'll get to there. That's where we're going. I'll explain this in a second. So what I want you to do right now is there's a current tab. It says current. I want you to, well, let me ask you this. Who in here has tracked what they do on a daily basis for at least a week? Oh, man, there are a few of you. Congratulations. That's awesome. What did you learn by tracking your time? I'm going to come over here, my lacrosse fan. What did you learn by tracking your time?
Probably one of the biggest things I learned is I saw a lot of wasteful time, to be honest, and I realized there was areas I was spending more time in that I actually needed to be spending more time. Or I realized that I kept getting distracted by other things and wasn't quite sticking to it. I also thought it was really cool. It helped me see a few areas that, kind of going back to how you were talking about, were able to see how long it takes to do a goal. I was able to track and see that it took this many hours to something, and it was really helpful because I was able to take that knowledge and base it on other weeks, and it's been really helpful ever since then.
Excellent. So three things that I pulled from that comment, thank you, very good comment, was one, he didn't realize how much time he was wasting. Do we waste time? Some of us do. Most of us do, actually. Okay. Usually it's because we're distracted, and you mentioned distractions. But also, we tend to waste time because we're afraid. What? We're afraid of doing the things that are really hard to do. So what do? We put stuff in front. Oh, well, I'm too busy to do that. I'm going to do some things I'm really, I'm okay at doing these other things because they're easier. They're more comfortable. We put off doing the really hard, big goals for later. I'll do that later. It's called procrastination. And what we do is we come up with other things to keep us busy, don't we? We're actually masters at this. If we're not careful, this can be the undoing of all of our goals. So I really appreciate that comment. The other thing that you mentioned is that you can now track to see how long it takes you to accomplish something. And that's the whole genius behind achieving automatically your goals. If you make time for them, you will achieve them. It's a matter of making time. Okay? All right. So that said, now you should have a definition. And what I want you to do in this fourth column, it says current column. If you just have a sheet of paper, write current. I want you to estimate how many hours a week. Now, there's 168 hours in a week. All right? There's 24 hours in a day. No matter how you slice it and dice it, we're all equal. We all have the same amount of time. Look around. Everybody look around. You're all equal. You all have the same amount of time. Now, you may not have the same amount of money, resources. You know, may not have the same intellectual capacity. All of that is different, but we all have the same amount of time in a day and a week. That's God's equalizer. There's nothing we can do to change that. So I want you to try, and if you've never tracked it, it's okay. I want you to guess, how many hours a week do you spend in spiritual, physical, social, or intellectual? Now think about this. Look at your definitions. If intellectual includes homeschooling or other college classes or whatever, that's a large chunk of your time. Physical health, a lot of people ask me, what about sleeping? Yes. Is that physical? Very much so. If you didn't sleep, you would actually die. Okay? They torture people to death by keeping them awake for days and days, and they die. But this, their brain shuts down. If you've ever done this to flies, they've actually done experiments with flies, they put them in a container, and they roll them around all night. And then in the morning, they videotape them, and the flies are like groggy. They're like they can't move because they didn't go to sleep. Flies sleep. They do. They only last a couple days. But anyway. So sleep should go in physical health, right? So look at your definitions and try to do a calculation. How many hours do you think you spend in these four areas? Any questions on that? At the end, it should add up to how much? 168. There's 168 hours in a week. So we want to look at how many hours a week are you spending in an average week. Okay? Sunday through Saturday. Again, you'd get a much better aspect if you're tracking this. But I just want you to estimate. Just guess. Don't worry about processing. Just do these other four areas. It's 168 hours in a week. And if you are, just think about the physical one for a second. Honestly, it tends to be the biggest because we sleep, right? If you're sleeping 8 to 10 hours a night, let's just say 8, that's 72 hours right there. All right? You guys have paper at all? Okay. And there's pens back there too. Okay. Try to get an estimate of how many hours do you think that you have in each of these areas on a given week. Currently. Not what you want, but what's current. And that should at 168. You may, since we talked about wasted time, you may put a category in there called wasted time. And maybe you ought to account a little bit for some wasted time. Maybe you should define, what is my wasted time? Some people waste time mindlessly scrolling on social media. But none of you have those problems, right? We don't do that. Nope, nope, nope. Some people waste time by playing other types of games, whether it's on a phone or not. Some people play games on purpose because they want to have fun, right? That's fine. If it's purposeful, it's fine. If it's random, that's fine too. But if you're scrolling or you're randomly doing something, a lot of times you're wasting time. So I would put on there, what do you do for wasted time? Okay? Most people I train and coach, they say email because they're dealing with that every day at work. Texting, social media. They're doing it just because. They don't have a purpose. Okay. All right. Curious, what did you guys learn by just putting down how many hours you think that you're spending in these areas while you're finishing up? Anybody? Any brave souls? Was there any realizations? Any ahas? Isaac?
That I wasted more time than I did work on certain areas.
Okay, did you find out some wasted time? Yes, my friend. Hayden?
Even though, like, my priorities are one way, it seems like it's because the way I have my priorities or would like to have them is because they're the opposite. So, like, for example, like, on my priorities, physical is last, but it has the most hours.
Yeah, okay, so this is a really good point. Some people be like, wow, physical takes up a large chunk of my time.
Yep.
I mean, why does Heavenly Father make us have to sleep? This is a – I taught in my psychology class at UVU for a while, and we actually had a whole section on sleep. We do a whole week on sleep. We talk about dreams, sleep cycles, and all these things. The reality is your brain has to shut down. It has to process. It has to rebuild. And that's how you do it. That's what our brain does. It allows us to shut down, and our body basically goes in a comatose kind of brain pattern, and it allows our brain to refresh. It allows our body to be refreshed. So then if you're looking at your schedule like, gee, it's not my number one priority, but it's sure taking a lot of my time, that's okay. Some people will tell me, well, shouldn't my number one priority be the most time? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. So that's a really good point. I appreciate it. Anyone else have some realizations as they're writing this down?
Yeah.
I think I spent too much time on certain goals.
Huh?
Okay.
Like I noticed because I play a lot of sports, I put a lot of time for that.
Yeah.
And I don't have time for other things.
That, my friend, that's awesome. I appreciate you sharing. There are some things in our life that maybe aren't highest priority that we spend way too much time on. But that's up for you to decide. That's not for Travis Perry to tell you. You have a conscience. You have your members of the church. You have the gift of the Holy Ghost. They can help guide you and direct you. Yes, question. Comment.
I don't spend much time on my
I'm hearing the same thing. Wasting time. Spending too much time here. Not spending enough time. Okay, so now you get a chance at redemption. I believe in repentance. Anybody in here believe in repentance? Okay, can I get a round of applause for repentance? All right. Do you know what repentance actually means? Repentance means to turn around, to change. And I love President Nelson because he has been so vocal about this more than any other prophet in my lifetime. Change. Repenting. It means turning around, deciding to make and take a different step. Okay? I love that. Thank you. Thanks for bringing that up. So, you have a vision column. I love this column. This is my favorite column because you can decide and make it however you want to make it. I would just caution, don't look at that physical column and think, man, I wish I could scrimp on sleep. I already told you don't do that. Okay? But you teenagers, I know you need extra sleep, and I know sometimes you're up way too late. You have a circadian rhythm. Does anybody know what a circadian rhythm is? Looks kind of like this. It's like a wave. When you sleep at night, your brain does this. If you track the waves, it would look something like this. Sometimes it goes really far down, and it goes into what's called REM, sleep. That's when you're dreaming a lot of the time, and that's when you come up with amazing ideas. Has anybody ever woken up with like, holy cow, I'm going to solve the world's problem. You have this awesome idea. Has anybody ever woken up with an idea that they got from your dream? Raise your hand. Yeah. I challenge you. If you have a problem, you're like, oh, I really like to figure this out. Go to sleep at night. Before you go to sleep, pray about it. Ask yourself the question, what should I do about this? What should I do about this? Don't be anxious about it, but tell yourself, I want to think about it during my sleep. When you wake up, have your journal next to you and be ready. I'm telling you this works. From a spiritual and intellectual, I can explain this. Spirit can work on you. And think about how many times in the scriptures Lehi woke up with dreams, right? Jesus' stepdad, Joseph, woke up and saved his life, didn't he? He got out and got into Egypt. Think about the dreams that are super important. It doesn't have to be revelatory for the whole world, but it can be revelatory for you. Okay? All right. So think about that. All right. So the last concept, I want you to put in your vision column how many hours you'd like to spend. Now, on the processing, I want you to put 7 hours. What? That's 7 hours. That's crazy. Here's the thing. We're all prone to multitask. We think that we can act like computers and do a million things at the same time. It's just not true. Now, I can walk and talk. That's easy. This is basic. But if you told me that I had to walk and talk and read an email, there's no way. I'd fall over or I'd start telling you what the email is if I was trying to give this talk and read an email. It's impossible. Why? Higher brainwave activities require more energy. It requires more focus. My violinists, do you think you could run over hurdles with the violin playing? That would be hilarious. You guys should do a video about it and send it to me, okay? Because you'd probably fall over and break that $1,000 violin, and your parents would be ticked. So don't send it to me. Yeah, leave me out of this. So here's the thing. We can do some things, and you girls out there, you can actually multitask faster than the men. Men, we're actually really good at focusing on one thing at a time. That's good and bad, okay? All right, that's good and bad. And our sweet young women, you're better at doing multiple things at a time. And so you get frustrated when your guy friend's like, why can't you do this, right? Talk to me while we're, you know, look at me while we're talking, right? That kind of thing. Like, it can get frustrating. So I understand. But just because you do it better doesn't mean you should. You're doing something that is actually wasting time, okay? That's why I have processing built in. 7 hours, okay, at least five, Monday through Friday. If you don't want to do tasks on Saturday and Sunday, fine. At least five. Will you guys put 5 in there in processing? Scratch out 7. Put at least 5. Now the rest of the time, you have 163 hours left after processing. Now I want you to fill it with what you would want to spend your time doing. This is your chance at redemption. This is your chance to change. This is your chance to repent with your time. Make sense? Okay, so look at these areas and say, do I want to change an area? Do I want to make this one a little bit more time involved? I should spend more time reading my scriptures, and what would that look like? And doing some scribbles and calculations, totally fine. If you want to make it percentages, that's cool too. However you want to do this, it's up to you. It's your time. It's your stewardship. Spend a couple minutes. Look up when you're done. That tells me that you guys are ready for the next step. Some of you just have to make minor changes. Some of you are making big changes. All right, I'm seeing most people look up. If you need some extra time, work on it later, okay? I want to show you this last principle because this is where the rubber finally meets the road. You've been doing a lot of deep work today. Like, who wants to come to class and fill out a worksheet? Hi, Mom, I did a worksheet. Lame. No. This could be absolutely life-changing for you right here. If you want to achieve your goals in these 4 areas and you want to do it automatically, this last step is where it all makes sense. Let's say, well, actually, before I jump to that, I want to real quick, who made any changes to their time? Anybody want to share? Keep your hands up if you want to share. Yes.
So one thing I realized at first was how all of my priorities kind of set in a smaller at the top, but I learned that I didn't care very much. I did that more. So I just rearranged it so I still had, I had more time doing things that I had priority.
Awesome. Love it. Yeah.
I tried to kind of keep alive everything.
Okay. Make it more, more cool. Cool. I'm going to go to this guy over here. Eli.
I took out more time from reading and spending down and added it more into planning.
Okay.
Make sure I'm not using my day on things.
Yeah, you're being more intentional. I appreciate it. I love your comments. For sake of time, I'm going to get to this last item, okay? Now that you have your ideal vision, you have 168 hours, hopefully, right? If it's over 168, you're going to have to figure out how to shave that down, all right? If you're under 168, try again, okay? It's got to be 168, and here's why. What I'm going to have you do is starting with your very first priority, which in this case, it's processing. I want you to do your tasks so you don't multitask your life away. Set it to an hour max every day and decide where on earth you're going to do your processing. So for me, it's an hour a day. Monday through Friday. It's that simple. Okay? You can put it wherever you would like. Now you have the other priorities. Start with your number two. So for me, it would be spiritual. And on a calendar piece of paper, who in here uses a calendar paper? Or a paper calendar? Okay? Who here uses something electronic? Okay. Who doesn't use a calendar at all? Okay. I implore you. Use a calendar. Your mom will love it, okay? Either paper or electronic. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to create your own ideal calendar or your vision for each week of your life. You choose a color. You know, maybe spiritual is red. And I want you to now go to a calendar. You're going to have to do this as a homework assignment. You're homeschooled, so everything's homework, right? So what you're going to want to do is say, for spiritual, what do you have? Anything. What number? What number do you have?
5 hours.
Okay, so 5 hours a week. So if you say 5 hours a week, awesome. Where are you going to put those 5 hours? Now it becomes, is that 5 hours a day or 5 hours a week? Is that right?
Like 5 hours not counting church.
Okay. So that would be included. So church, so 7 hours. That's fine.
And that is like social
because
I don't work very much.
All right. So, touche. That's your definition, not mine, right? And that's why we don't judge anybody on this. So you would say, where am I going to put those 5 hours? Well, now you're like, oh, maybe it's in the morning right before I wake up. Like, I'm just throwing this out here. Excuse me. Right before I get up. Yeah, I'm still asleep. I'm in this physical, spiritual daze. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. All right. So right before I start my day, right after I wake up. So here's when I'd like read or pray, right? This is just Travis. So I'd put those 5 hours down. Now, if you're cool with color coding, if you have an electric one, you can make it like color coded. If you want to color it in, highly recommend it. Because now you know, there's my color. Make spiritual one color, physical, social, intellectual. Until you have the whole calendar of 24 hours all filled out. Yeah, you're going to have 10 to 6 sleeping time or whatever you put it. Okay? The closer you can get 10 to 6, especially young men, the easier it will be on your mission. Trust me. It's 10:30 to 6:30, lights out. And the better you are keeping that schedule, start it now. That's good mission prep. Okay? Trust me. It's good mission prep. Most of my companions struggled with the waking up part. Okay? So here's the homework assignment is to take those hours you have in your vision column, put them in a calendar. And here's how your goals will achieve automatically. Your goals will start achieving because everything you set in your spiritual, physical, social, intellectual, that's the time you will utilize towards your goals. Does this make sense? You don't have to wake up every morning thinking, I've got to be big and strong. I've got to get fit. I've got to do all these things. Stop thinking about all the little details. Put it on a calendar. Live the calendar. And you will automatically achieve your goals in your life. You will waste less time. You will focus on what matters most. And I promise you that as you do this, as you utilize your time wisely as a stewardship that God has given you on this earth, He will bless you. There is a principle. I'll leave you with this last thing, okay? There's a principle. To every commandment, there is a blessing. Did you guys know that? I don't like commandments. They're boring and they're boundaries. No, they're not. Every commandment comes a blessing. God has asked us to use our time wisely as a stewardship on earth. As you do so, stay seated, guys. Stay seated. As you do so, a blessing of achieving your goals will happen. And I leave that with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Latter-day Saint Home Educators is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to providing inspiration to homeschool families. We hope you enjoyed this recording. If you are interested in listening to more recordings or would like to participate in a future conference, please visit our website at ldshe.org.